We are witnessing in real time the birth of the new access media, and this time it is driven by who controls the social media algorithms. You are listening to the Tagliata Pro podcast. My name is John. It is week 5 of 2025, Sunday the 2nd of February. You're very welcome. I was away on travel, hence missing the last few weeks' episodes, so apologies for that, but I have a good episode for you today. In the recent inauguration of President Trump in the US, I was struck by a photograph of tech platform owners like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg enjoying front row seats. I cannot get this photograph out of my mind, and let me explain why I believe it is so significant. I'm almost obsessed with it. If you're watching the video, I'll reproduce it in the video. It seemed to me that they were being rewarded for helping President Trump to secure his second term via the new media, especially Elon Musk. Donald Trump is very shrewd when it comes to the media business, and understands that as the legacy media is dying, he needs the new media, run by the tech platform owners, to help influence public opinion. The journalists at CNN and the New York Times no longer need to be wined and dined. Instead, he realizes those journalists have been replaced by social media algorithms that are recommending political content into the feeds of hundreds of millions of Americans. In return for helping President Trump to influence public opinion, the tech platform owners gain influence on regulations that can help their business grow further, especially via tax breaks and deregulation. This is the new access media, or access journalism, and it is no improvement on the previous model based on newspaper and TV channel ownership. Wikipedia defines access journalism as the following, quote, "Access journalism, or access reporting, refers to journalism, often in interview form, which prioritizes access, meaning media time from important, rich, famous, powerful, or otherwise influential people in politics, culture, sports, and other areas, over journalistic objectivity and or integrity," end quote. And I will reference that article from the show notes for this episode. But ask yourself, guys, does the above definition sound familiar? At the first sign of any resistance, it will be interesting to watch President Trump to withdraw access to the new media owners and influencers. It has already happened to Vivek Ramaswamy. Others will follow. We are back to the days of people kissing the ring of the king, and nothing really has changed much in the hundreds of years in between. The technology may be different, but people are the same. So what else have I been working on this week? My search engine, grepper.org, GREPPOR.org, now has 15 million web pages indexed, which I'm super happy about. The speed of indexing there is increasing quite dramatically. So if you want to try out a new search engine, check out grepper.org. In terms of media that I'm enjoying, I started to read The Thing Itself by Adam Roberts, which is a science fiction novel based on the Fermi Paradox. So far it's been a lot of fun. I've only just started. I definitely recommend checking that out. I'm enjoying it so far. Okay, I'll leave it there, guys, and I will talk to you next time. My apologies again for the break, but I will definitely be back next week with another topic. Take care and have a great week.